There's fresh evidence tonight that the Omicron spike in COVID-19 infections is hurting the U.S. job market. New unemployment claims jumped 55,000 last week to 286,000. That is the most since October. All told, more than 1.6 million people in the country are now collecting jobless benefits. The Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot asked today to interview Ivanka Trump. Members said they want the former president's daughter and advisor to discuss her actions and conversations on that day. Meanwhile, a district attorney in Georgia asked for a grand jury to help investigate whether Mr. Trump tried to interfere with state election results. President Biden marked 1 year in office today with a new focus on passing at least some of his domestic agenda. His Build Back Better bill, worth some $2 trillion around health care, home care, education, and climate, was blocked in the U.S. Senate. So on Wednesday, he promoted action on any chunks of it that can win enough votes. Today, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, responded.
What can we agree upon? And I'm sure that we can agree upon something significant. Call it a chunk if you want, but whatever you call it, we want it to be able to make a difference in transforming the workplace by honoring work, by respecting the fact that there are families that have to make decisions between home and work, and again, protecting the planet.
We'll take a longer look at the president's first year after the news summary. Police in Britain arrested two new people today in connection with the standoff at a Texas synagogue last Saturday. It's unclear exactly how they might be linked to the gunman who held four people hostage near Dallas before he was killed. Meanwhile, a recording posted online showed the gunman ranting against Jews and U.S. wars in Afghanistan and other Muslim nations. The CIA has concluded that most cases of so-called Havana syndrome were not caused by a foreign government attack. Investigators studied reports of headaches, dizziness, and nausea among U.S. officials starting in Cuba in 2016. They found most resulted from environmental factors and other medical conditions. Two dozen cases are still under review. The first disaster relief arrived in Tonga today, 5 days after an undersea volcanic eruption. Flights from New Zealand and Australia were finally able to deliver much-needed drinking water and other supplies. They had wanted to, or that rather, they had waited for ash to be cleared from the South Pacific nation's main airport.
The runway being open and able to accept flights in with essential relief items is one of the very good news stories of this disaster response. We had hundreds of volunteers come out and manually clear the runway of debris and ash to ensure that those flights could land.
Across the Pacific, Peru declared an emergency as it battles a huge oil spill caused by rogue waves from the volcano's eruption. The spill has fouled nearly 7,000 square miles of islands and fishing waters. Back in this country, federal prosecutors charged four officials in Belarus with air piracy for diverting a Ryanair flight last year. The plane was crossing Belarusian airspace when authorities used a false bomb threat to force it down. Then they arrested an opposition journalist who was on board. It is not clear if those charges will ever stand trial. The NCAA has announced a new policy on transgender athletes in college sports. Eligibility will now depend on each sport's assessment of athletes' testosterone levels. The previous requirement was the same across all sports. This comes as more states have banned transgender athletes from school sports. Another sell-off hit Wall Street today. Major stock indexes again lost nearly 1% or more amid continued concerns about inflation and interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 313 points to close at 34,715. The Nasdaq fell 186 points. The S&P 500 dropped 50. And 19-year-old Zara Rutherford is now the youngest woman to fly solo around the world. The British-Belgian pilot landed her micro-light plane in western Belgium today after a trip that lasted 155 days. A crowd of family and friends cheered her safe return. and she's only 19. Still to come on the NewsHour, we examine the Biden administration's handling of the immigration issue. A new report alleges former Pope Benedict failed to act against abusive priests. Director Adam McKay discusses his allegorical film, Don't Look Up, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.